Blog Talk Radio.
Now, Paula, you said you like that music. You're just pulling my leg, wouldn't you? Let me find you something here in a minute, Paula. I'll find you something in just a minute. Give me a minute. That's not it. I'll get you something in a minute. Here you go, Paula, just for you. Here you go, Polly. Here you go. This a little better, Polly.
Young girls, they do get weary.
Is that better, Polly? I can't play Otis Redding. I can't play the original. Facebook, get on to me. I can play the cover. Yeah. Oh, 40s and 50s. Oh, I don't have any of that. That's too old for me.
Try a little tenderness. Oh, you gotta do it. And I know she's waiting.
Anticipating.
Anticipating. The thing that you never, never could possess. No. While she's there waiting. Try a little tenderness.
Yeah, gotta try a little tenderness. Gotta love yourself, too. Gotta love yourself. Hey, Diane. Hey, Laura. Hey, everybody. Bless the name of the Lord at all times. Good to have you, Diane. God bless you. We need to encourage one another. I love our little group. Y'all know that. I love y'all. Sasha loves y'all. We love one another, too. We just love y'all. We're doing, this is what's called, somebody told me the other day, I thought, that's really good, that's clever. They said, this is marketplace ministry. This is taking it to the streets and being real and being authentic. And what I love about it is that we're an interfaith group and we're encouraging one another and encouraging one another in the Lord like the Bible says to do. I love it. It's good. Oh, Polly said anything's okay. You know what that means? You know what that means? Polly said anything's really okay with her. So let me help you out here. We're getting ready. It's about that time. This is the final countdown. Love you, Kelly. We in this together. That's the way the Lord wanted it, you know. Yeah, man, I'm starting to feel fired up. Get the mic over here. Just trying to get this all lined up now. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. All right, y'all. Welcome to the show. I think we've got this thing set up. We're trying to operate three computers at one time. You never know who's listening to this thing. You never know where they're at, and we want to meet them where they're at. We want to take it's Carpe Diem. Is it Carpe Diem? Yeah. Seize the day. We want to make sure that we reach anybody and everybody with a willing and wanting heart that wants to lose weight, keep it off forever. That's what we do here. And then all God's people said, when we lose the weight, what do? Bless the name of the Lord. That's right. So I'm glad you guys are with us. My name is Travis Martin. Good thing that was water, not milk. I got a little bit on my mustache. My name is Travis Martin. I've lost over 100 pounds on the program, come off multiple prescription medications. I've got self-confidence, self-esteem that I never had before, and I love the Lord. And that's the only way to be successful and to have lasting success. So I'm glad you're with us. We've got, the Lord has just blessed us to be connected or to get connected over the years with many, 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 many conquerors, folks that have overcome the diet devil and his diet demons, his minions, all of them, overcome them and lost weight and kept the weight off. And I feel very privileged, honored, and blessed to be acquainted with some fantastic people that this world may not know outside of their living area, outside of their domicile, because they're not on TV making a fool of themselves, but they're great, great, great people who have overcome so much, and I'm so thankful to be connected to them and be able, through technology, to get them here on the air with us and to interview them. And that way, those that want to be successful and have not been successful can hear from folks that do know what to do know what it's like to be where you're at, and they've overcome despite it all and kept the weight off. Or perhaps that you've already lost your weight too, and you're tuning in because you want to get some wind back in your sails and you want to continue your journey. I don't know. But the Bible says that God orders a good man and woman step. So we're here for a reason. We're here for a reason right now, and we're glad you're here. Amanda Buckner, she'll be able so much. Hey, California. Man, when I see stuff like that, Christy, it just thrills me. You know, that's fantastic. And by the way, while you're out there, I know that y'all got a lot of good food. I've been out there twice to California. And all those organic farms and all that stuff. The farmers markets and stuff is awesome. So, you know, if you ever need some help putting together some food, finding some approved foods, whatever it is out there, doggone it, I'll be the one to help you. We'll get my tail out there. We'll help you. All right, but anyway, it's good. Maggie says, can we mix MCT oil with coconut oil to cook? I like the flavor of the coconut. You can, as long as you understand that you're utilizing a little leaven of the whole lump, so you're utilizing something that's partial MCT with something that's full MCT, but you can do that, and it's better than using just coconut oil, but either one's good. You can. And if I miss something, because I only see about four comments in the thread at a time, y'all just shoot back at me. Chef has lost 23 pounds overall. How about a round of applause for Mr. Chef? Man, that's good. That is good. Hey, Joanne, my buddy Joanne from over there. Was it Rome? maybe it's Lindale or something. I think I just say Rome. All right. So it's good to have you, Joanne. Good to get reconnected with you. Honeymoon, that's right, Christy, daggone it. I forgot all about that. Honeymoon in Disneyland. Man, it's in California, not Orlando, huh? But anyway, I'm just glad you're out there. You need some help, let me know, and I'll be the one. I need to get out there, but not on your honeymoon, though, right? Joanne trying. Well, is that Rome or Calhoun? But anyway, you know better than I do. I can't keep up with all that. I need to get started before people tune off and tune out. We've got Amanda Buckner with us today. I'm excited about talking to her. I'm excited about hearing her story again and the continuation of it. I haven't been connected to Amanda in quite some time other than through social media. She moved. And I'm looking forward to you having the opportunity to hear her story and ask her questions because she's lost 60 pounds and kept it off. Hey, Amy, how are you doing? Hey. Hope old Melvin's doing all right. Melvin was having a tough day last I heard. I hope he's doing better now. All right, y'all. I just want to remind you this before we get on the air because we only have so much time we paid for. So I just want to say this. Some of you think that losing weight's impossible. Everything is impossible until you want it bad enough. Then when you want it bad enough, you'll do what it takes to make the impossible turn into I'm space possible. I'm possible. You are possible, but you got to want it bad enough. Folks don't have a thyroid issue. I'm not saying they're not real, but you don't have a gluten sensitivity that's holding you back. You don't have a lactose. You may have those issues. You may have type 2 diabetes. You may have diabetes. You may have whatever. But let me tell you what you really got. You got a want to problem. When you want it bad enough, everything's possible according to the scripture. Unless you want to argue, don't argue with me, argue with the Bible. Bible says that all things are possible through Christ Jesus, right? He who is within us is greater than he that's in the world. So when you want it bad enough, it's all out there. I mean, it's served up for you on a silver platter when you want it bad enough. All this is possible with the Lord. Amen. Hey, Ken, Sherry Bradley, Faustine, amen, amen, amen. Faustine still got to get you on the air. I think a lot of people would just be tickled to death to hear your story. I hope y'all let Faustine know that y'all love to hear her story. I'm trying to guilt her and shun her into getting on the air with me. Hey, Yolanda. I love Yolanda. Every time I see that name, my countenance goes up because she's just so full of energy and excitement and the Lord. I just love it. That's right, Polly. They just don't want it bad enough. That's all it is. You can't tell me. Nothing can be withheld from me if I believe. Bible says, ask and you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. You ask and have not because you ask amiss that you might consume it upon your own lust. So whatever I ask for and believe and don't waver and then work for, don't forget the work word, I can have. And it's so much better to live this way. I just enjoy it. I enjoy living this way. And I'm losing lots of weight. I had to tell y'all earlier when we did live video, my eye bags, they so bad because I'm losing so much weight suffice on using some new food formulas. And the bags will fix themselves, especially when I come off so much caffeine. I might dance a little bit for you, brother. Christy, you better get your rear end. Your last name threw me off. Christy Madsen, you threw me off. You need to get your tail back over here, girl. Get your butt back over here, Thelma. We need you. We love you. It hurts our feelings when you don't come around. All right, let's try to get this girl on the phone. Give y'all a little music while we're trying to get her on the phone, all right? Oh, Lord, y'all kill me. Trying to get Amanda on the phone. Rockstar Amanda. Is the rock star on the line?
She is. Didn't you tell me I needed not to have my phone on speaker?
I did. I did tell you that. I think we get some background noise or something like that if you're on the speaker. But you're not, are you? Because you sound good. You sound crystal clear. Can you hear me?
I can. It's right. Maybe I need to.
I hear you good.
Well, thank you. I'm getting some echo because I'm listening to you live, and I'm also on the phone here. So.
Oh, that's what it is. That's why you got the echo. We don't have no echo here. Can y'all all hear?
Okay, I'll turn off Facebook. Just listen to you.
Yeah, you don't.
Okay, I'm off Facebook now.
You guys
shouldn't have any.
Live and well.
All right.
Hey, man, it's good to have you. I want to make sure everybody can hear you. We'll get started here, and if something's going wrong, I'll tell you to speak up or whatever. But it's good to have you, girl. I've missed you. I've really missed you.
I've missed you guys, too.
How's things going over there in your new home?
Well, they're going. We've been blessed that we now own our home, so we're debt-free. We're both adjusting to our jobs and the new community. I've had some struggles. I've felt lost a time or two in my journey since the move, but I'm finding my way. So I'm learning that God can sustain me even when I don't necessarily like the circumstances that I'm having to deal with. You know, it's really good.
Good, good. Well, we've missed you here. And, you know, you and I both know this. Circumstances change. So, you know, you just need a little time. Got it. The passage of time. Everything gets better. Time heals everything, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, it does. And we're so glad to have you here. Let's get started this way, Amanda. Got 30 people watching here. It looks like another 20 to 30 listening to the live podcast. But there'll be a 1,000 or so people get to hear this over the next few days and weeks. So I think it's important that if we could, we start off with you just telling everyone a little bit about yourself pre-Shiboleth. You know, just tell them a little bit about Amanda, and then we'll get into some really, you've been through a lot. You've been through a lot.
Yes, I have.
You're going to want to share today, but how about just telling them who you are? Just tell them about who you are and what your passion in life is, that kind of thing.
As you've heard him say, my name is Amanda Buckner, and I met Travis and Sasha back when Thrive was alive and well in Rome, and in 2010, I was just looking back at my Shiboleth results story that's posted on the file section of the private Shiboleth page, and I had written that back in August of 2013, but I've been doing the program since 2010, and before that, I think in 2009, I had reached my highest weight of 171 pounds on record. And I was getting comments from my husband that, you know, I could, quote unquote, afford to lose a little weight. And so I was encouraged to try to find something that could help me lose some weight. And I had a boss who kind of introduced me to the principles of the program. And in April of that year, I actually formally joined the program and managed to lose about 30 pounds in 6 months. Actually, a little bit more than that. If I go back to the story in just a minute, I can get it to work with me. To see the details, because I'm tired of them sometimes because I've been doing this for so long. But anyway, I lost the weight and pretty much was doing like the 7-week program back when that was up and running. And then I just maintained there for a long time. And then you started Shiboleth in July of 2013. And I got reignited. The fire got lit under me again to start trying to lose a little bit more, just more or less to see if I could do it. And I did. And by August 24th, 2013, I had lost 50 pounds. Wow. And at one point, I got down to 60 pounds lost, and that was actually too much. When I started Shiboleth, I was at about 168, and I got down to 108, and I had people telling me I looked anorexic.
I remember you were real thin. How tall are you?
I'm only 5'3" and a half.
I'm sorry you broke up.
I'm 5'3" and a half.
Still breaking up on us, Amanda.
I'm 5'3" and a half.
Okay. So, I mean, really, you were on the low side of what where you should have been, but you're still in good territory at your height, just so you know. But that would have been the low side of where you should be. What are you weighing now? I know I'm not supposed to ask a lady that, but what are you weighing now?
Well, you know, like I said, in this last year, I've been struggling a little bit more, finding my way, and I have gained a little bit back. But I'm still wearing my size 6 pants and small shirt that I was wearing when finished the program. But I think I got on the scales this morning. Now, mind you, I had a holiday on Sunday, and I weighed 126.6.
That's a good weight.
So it's still good. Do I want to, you know, hit it hard again and lose back down a little bit? Yes, but I have learned in this whole process that weight loss is a mind game, and you really have to have your mind in it, and you do have to decide every day that you're going to do this. Since I've been here in Warm Springs, I've certainly missed, I used to mentor for you guys in the Rome area, and I've missed having that weekly accountability. I have been able to introduce the program to a couple of people in the area. But my coworkers all know that I do it, and they joke with me when I go out to eat. I have one coworker who calls me the weird eater in the group. Because when we go to Subway, I ask them to gut the bread out of my sandwich so I can have a perfect sandwich.
If I were there with you, let me repeat that in case I didn't hear it. She's going to Subway and gutting the bread out because there's too many darn carbs. And they're calling her the weird eater. If Big Brother was there with her, let me tell you what I'd tell him. I'd say, not me. You're the weird eater. Anybody that would eat poison and endosperm and gain weight just because of the taste of something in their mouth, for that's the weird person. You're obsessed with self-destruction. That's what I'd say to him.
Yeah.
I don't eat weird. I eat healthy. I eat in a moderate, temperate way and take care of my temple. And that's what you do, just so you know.
Right. And I would say in terms of how I've grown since leaving Rome and coming here, I am trying to do more clean eating. I actually went a week not too long ago without eating any meat at all, and actually found that to be a good thing for me because I've been dealing with some inflammation. I can just tell my body.
You did still get your protein in just via.
Oh yeah, I was using
plant.
Hemp hearts. Yes, sir. I was using hemp.
Good.
Right.
The folks that are listening in now, we eat meat around here, but what she's talking about, there's a growing number of us that are very interested in moving away from eating so much meat for various reasons. That's another class, but we've got that program launching in full in October, so that's going to be exciting. But I'm glad to hear that because, you know, I told some folks this earlier today. You know, for so long, meat, the way we eat meat and the way we prepare it and in the fats that we prepare it in, fantastic for weight loss. But for so long, I've eaten meat at almost every meal, and the science is just, that's out there is just real. And as I get older, I want to tax my digestive system and colon a lot less. So I'm moving away from meat, but I don't want to gain my weight back. So I'm finding alternative protein sources that are plant-based. And I think that's what you're referring to as well. That's what you're doing, Amanda.
Right. Right.
Modified stuff. Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to use more soybeans, which I know people have different attitudes about soy, but.
Not me. I believe in it.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm probably eating maybe meat once a day, and I don't eat much red meat at all anymore. I eat more fish and chicken. Of course, I use yogurt or low-fat cottage cheese sometimes as my protein source. But
awesome.
You know, I'm enjoying Shibboleth. One thing I've learned about it, when you do it as a lifestyle, it permeates more than just your mindset about weight. in terms of physical weight. I have found that even though I'm not mentoring people on a weekly basis, there are days that I think about Shibboleth in my work because I apply the principles that I learned through this program even when I'm working with the students that I serve at Roosevelt Warm Springs in terms of trying to help them make behavior changes and set goals and meet those goals. And, you know, it's even affecting me wanting to get rid of some quote-unquote excess weight around my house, i.e. I'm learning to declutter and not have so much stuff. So I just feel like the idea of less is more, which you really learn in Shibboleth, is permeating other areas of my life as well.
Awesome. So you think Shibboleth is more than just a diet or weight loss program?
Oh, I absolutely do. And you know that I've always been one to champion that we not only have physical weight to lose a lot of times, but we also have that invisible weight that is usually driving the physical weight loss problem. And with Shibboleth, I can't put a number on how much invisible weight I lost. You mentioned, you know, that I've overcome a lot, and I am blessed that Shibboleth helped me to reclaim a large part of my life. I endured and survived 8 years of childhood sexual abuse at the hands of three different individuals, and I've been blessed since 2011 and again in December of 2015 to have two of those individuals come and apologize to me. So, you know, God has used Shibboleth in a mighty way to help me experience redemption and restoration that I don't think I could have experienced without Shibboleth. I know a lot of times people celebrate the that they come off medications, and for me, I was able to successfully come off of medications used to treat depression and anxiety related to that past abuse, and I haven't been on it since 2011. So I do feel that it has helped me lose a lot of weight that people couldn't see, but it was there, and now that I've lost it, it's given me more confidence. It's helped me to embrace a lot of new situations, especially making this move and transitioning into a new job. I've had to encounter situations that had I not even been a mentor. I think I remember making a post one time telling you that having to do grocery store tours even helped me to do something on my job here now. And I had to learn a new technique for working with students that was going to require me to do some drawing. And I'm not artistic at all, but because I had been able to jump in and learn how to do a grocery store tour of all things, I had the confidence that I needed to jump in and learn this new technique for working with students. And it's been amazing to me how many different ways I use Shibboleth that aren't necessarily even connected to just the food that I eat.
Wow. Now, Amanda, your story is it's compelling. It's hard for some people to hear unless they've been through what you've been through, because no one likes to think that there's that type of evil that happens to people, you know.
But, you know, one thing I noticed, Travis, is the confidence with which I can tell you that that was a part of my past, not my present.
Right. You and I both know that people use various addictions to overcome some emotional issues, past emotional trauma, whatever it might be. And you were overweight. I think we got some background noise again. I don't know where that's coming from.
Okay.
Not sure how that's happening. But have you ever really dove deep and thought how much of your weight gain and being overweight and using food as a solution for problems that were going on internally, like anxiety and depression? Let me just ask that. Did you use food in your past as a way to cope?
Definitely. I have memories of one time sitting down and eating a whole 5-gallon bucket full of ice cream. So, yeah, food was one time a comfort for me. You know, we're all addicts in some form or another. Some people it's meth, some people it's alcohol, and for a lot of people, 2/3 of America, it's food.
When did you connect the dots that your food addiction had something to do with you being sexually abused by 3 different perpetrators?
Well, the abuse occurred from the time I was 6 to the time I was 14. You know, when I tell people I lost my childhood or I became an adult at the age of 6, just that whole experience of feeling like I lost my childhood and the weight of not being able to tell anybody anything for so many years, it created in me a sense of needing to prove myself. And so I was definitely the straight A student, the perfectionist, all those things. And I've been able to give that up too. I'm now say that I'm a recovering perfectionist. you know, but when you don't feel like you're connecting with other people, we all need connection. We long for it. Matter of fact, if you let me, this morning when I was praying about this interview, or actually it was around lunchtime today, I just opened the scriptures and came across Psalms 107, verses 1 through 9. And I think verse 9 especially says what Shibboleth did for me. But I'll start back at verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the land, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. And even as I read that scripture, I think about how Shibboleth hopes to make a difference all across the nation and around the world and gather people in from whatever trouble they're in as far as their weight's concerned. But some wandered in desert waste, finding no way to a city to dwell in, i.e. plant Shibboleth. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous work to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Shibboleth has been a good thing for me.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sitting here. You had to forgive me. Mine's a King James version. And, you know, someone had mentioned it's so hard. Belinda. Hey, Belinda, welcome. Welcome, Belinda. Belinda says it's so hard because you can't totally walk away from food. And I used to feel that way. And I don't anymore. I do not feel like it's hard. And I'm going to tell you why. And first of all, even if I did, I'm not going to tell myself that. And I've realized there's two of me. There's the flesh that I must contend with while I'm here at home in this body. And then there's the spirit. And it's taken me a long time to realize that I'm a spirit in a temporary home, not a body with a spirit in it. I'm a spirit. I'm a spirit-filled human being. And it says here, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And by the way, what is it? Desserts spelled backwards spell stressed. I just thought of that right now. But anyway, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. All of the distresses that I've had in my life, whether perceived, whether self-inflicted, or whether inflicted upon me due to someone else's mischief, every one of them, I stayed in those distresses, lived in those distresses, carried the burdens of those distresses until I fell broke. Each distress, every distress in my life, financial, social, emotional, whatever it be, every distress I lived in, whether I was trying to get out of it myself or not, I lived in that distress, overweight. I lived in that distress until I cried unto the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. But Amanda, every time in sincerity that I have fallen on the rock, you know what I mean? Fallen on the rock. I've been with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and cried unto the Lord about my trouble. He's fixed it. He's never, ever, ever forsaken me. And it says, and he led them forth. Amanda read this to you. Led them forth by the right way. And that's what Belinda was talking about. It's not that food's everywhere and, you know, that's why we can't be successful. It's that there's a right way and there's a wrong way. And we must forsake the wrong way. We must cry unto the Lord and forsake the wrong way and then focus on the right way and then the good that is in the right way. And that's what you've done and that's what I've done. That's what others listening here have done. And if you've not been successful, you're not going to have long-term success until you find a prayer closet. Wherever that may be, go in there, shut the door, and fall on the rock. Because if you don't, now this is, you're the star here today. I got to get back to you because I'm going to get preachy. If you don't fall on the Bible says you can. The Bible says you and I have one of two choices. Didn't say go to the judge. Didn't say go to a lawyer. Didn't say go to a counselor. He is the wonderful counselor. He is the lawyer. The Bible says in your distresses, you got one of two choices. You can fall on the rock and be broken, or the rock will fall on you and you will be ground to powder. And Amanda, since you've been walking this journey with me and I've been walking it with you, how many folks have we seen that in their stubborn pride have continued to walk in the wrong way and it's destroying their health and destroying their life? It breaks my heart. How about you? Have you seen some do that?
I think we see it every day, and you wonder why. But it's people just choose to, and we all do it. I mean, even when we have our own, you know, string of holidays and fall off the wagon sometimes, we justify it and we rationalize it and we make excuses for why we're not doing the things we know we ought to do. You know, But just in America in general, we celebrate everything with food. And so it's just so ingrained in our culture that, you know, on planet Shibboleth, we're trying to live counter to the culture that we're in, which is what we're called to do even as Christians. We're to live counter to the culture. And that's hard, you know, and it does take a personal commitment both to yourself and to God in order to have those battles and know that you can win them because you have the resources and you have the tools. And again, you have to have the mindset though, because when your mind's not in it, your heart's not in it. When your heart's not in it, you end up not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Some comments here. Polly says, I hope I'm still living in 5 years so that I can give thanks to my God in Shibboleth. I know I'm going to do this for as long as I live. Praise the Lord. And then I can't see the rest of her comment. I'll have to see it after the broadcast. But Polly, thanks for commenting. Belinda Locke says, I'm a 911 operator. My stressors are a little different. I do still have to separate the right and wrong ways. Very good comment. I hope I didn't come across as making you feel like I was getting on to you. But what I would say to you, Belinda, because at the time of my life, I thought nobody knows. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And I really felt that way, Amanda. And I'm sitting here listening to Amanda's story, and I'm thinking, I ain't even got a story. I ain't even got a story. I mean, these people hurt you. And, you know, you still found a way to overcome in the Lord. And I say all this to say, I have not been sexually assaulted by three different individuals and my innocence taken from me. I've been through my own stuff, and it's big deal to me. And Belinda's a 911 operator, and she's got different stressors, and we won't even know what all those are. I can't feel y'all's pain, but that's why we said what we said about the Lord. And I'm so glad that Amanda referenced the scripture, because the Bible says that Jesus is the only one that has been touched by the feelings of your weaknesses. And he's the one we have to go to, because only he knows.
You're right. You can feel, Amanda, you could have felt all alone. Belinda can feel all alone. I can feel all alone. It's important to us. It's important to God. But at the end of the day, the only one that really understands and can show us the way home and the way out is Jesus. You got to live for Jesus. Folks don't want to hear that nowadays, but you do. Welcome, Melvin. Welcome. Good to have you. Melvin's my best boyfriend. I'm so glad.
Hi, Melvin.
Here.
Haven't talked to you in forever.
That's right. Y'all are well acquainted with each other. He used to help over there in Rome. Yeah. Eloy says amen to that. Amelia, Eloy and Amelia, amen to that. Everything revolves around food. Yes, it does. And we got to come out from the world. That's what it was talking about, isn't it, Amanda?
Yes, absolutely.
God bless you, Kathy. Thank you for that comment. While we're continuing this interview, now would be a good time, if you have any questions for Amanda, to start asking them. I'll try to catch all of your questions. I'm a firm believer in that if you have a problem, if you got a financial problem, you go to somebody that's in a much better shape than you, they've overcome what you've overcome and work themselves out of it, and they know the way out, and they know the way to sustain success. I said that because I believe that for wellness issues. You need to take your advice from somebody that has to live like you live. They have had the problems you have had. They have overcome, and they have maintained their weight loss, and Amanda's done that. So it's a good time to ask questions to Amanda. And those of you, Amanda, I think I know you well enough to say what I'm going to say. If I get in trouble, I get in trouble. But I run into people, Amanda, that have secretly had to deal and live with sexual abuse internally for years and years and have never, ever told anyone. I even talked to a lady one time, and I've heard from others since. But I talked to her one time, and she cried in my office. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what she was going to tell me. And she finally said, I overeat because I have been sexually assaulted, and I overeat because by overeating, and she was miserable being overweight. Don't get me wrong. It was almost like after the sexual assault, she punished herself more. Kind of subconsciously, but she said one of the reasons she had identified that she did that and overeat, made herself sick, was because if she was enough overweight, then she wouldn't be attractive and she would never be sexually assaulted again. That's what she was feeling, not the way I felt, but that was the way she was feeling.
That does happen a lot. You do feel unattractive inside and out when that sort of thing happens, but again, I'm able to focus on the fact that God has restored me and helped me to let go of that invisible weight through having me learn the Shibboleth program and live the lifestyle and come to understand and practice the fruit of self-discipline. And by doing that, I've
We lost you, Amanda. We lost you again. We lost you.
Can you hear me now?
No, ma'am. I can hear you. It's really
okay.
Muffled, but they can.
I have three bars. I can hear you.
You're back.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I was just saying that Shibboleth gave me the confidence to overcome a lot of the invisible weight that I was carrying around because I was able to come off the medication, which was connected to, the abuse that occurred. It was every time I took that medication, it was a reminder of the abuse. And when I was able to come off of it because of Shibboleth, that lifted a weight off of my shoulders. But I do know that, our souls long for connection with God. We end up feeding our bodies, looking for something to fill our souls. It's not until you realize that Jesus is the only one who can fill that hole that you ever really are able to let go and let God be God in your life and let forgiveness do the work that He needs to
Yeah, we caught the tail end of that. I think we got that in, but you did break up again. I'm going to talk for a minute just so we can make sure that we get you back. There's several people, great comments. Thank you for sharing your story. Faustine says, God bless you, Amanda. And I'd like to add this, and I hope Amanda doesn't mind. If there's someone out there that's been carrying that burden around for years and years and years, this sister would be a good one to connect with and message. She's a wonderful counselor with a great spirit, in my opinion. And, you know, you might be somebody that you can relate to and connect with that can help you get through that. And I don't think you would mind that a bit, would you, Amanda? We're losing you again. We still can't hear you.
Anyway, hey, I was just saying.
Oh, here you come. You're back.
Okay. I was just saying, if you ever are wanting to get off any kind of medication, don't do so without the guidance of a doctor, please.
Right.
Because that is some serious medication. Sometimes it's being used to treat the symptoms of that abuse and the disease that sometimes comes from it. But yes, I would be more than happy to share my story. I feel like being able to have come through it and be on the other side of it, I can appreciate where everybody has to start somewhere. Everybody has to break their silence and tell their story in order to be able to claim healing. And it is a slow process. Don't expect it to happen overnight. I've been working through this whole process for many years. If that is something that you're dealing with, I'll be more than happy to offer any emotional and spiritual support that I can. But I do say that, you know, you will benefit possibly from working with a professional counselor or others who can help you as well. It takes a lot of people surrounding you and giving you that support to overcome the deep hurt that any kind of abuse causes.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you. You've lost 60 pounds, and you've lost 60, put a little bit back on, actually healthy weight that you wanted to put back on. And don't know what's going on with this thing tonight. All right, I'm going to try to keep talking here. Y'all bear with us because we want to get a few more questions in, especially some that I've seen asked. One of the things they asked, Amanda, was, did you exercise to lose your weight?
No. I am not an exerciser. The majority of my weight came off through doing exercise on a plate.
Eat just good nutrition. And another thing that hadn't come up today, not only have you overcome that abuse, you've got some limitations physically, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you mind telling them a little bit about that?
Sure. I was born with mild cerebral palsy, which does affect my gait and my vision. And, of course, you know, that adds to the challenges. But I also realized that everything God has given me that's a part of my story, He wants to use it for His glory. I know that sounds very cliche, but I wouldn't have it if I didn't need it. And I have needed it because God has led me to work with other people with disabilities, and it helps them to relate to me and me to relate to them to be able to share those things in common. I feel like we all have our life story, whatever it may be. You know, we all have our scars that we carry and our burdens that we bear, but we do so because somebody that God is going to put in our life needs to know that they're not alone. They need to know that the weight can be carried, or they need to know how to overcome whatever the challenge is. And sometimes we as humans, we relate to other people who we have shared experiences with. So I do feel like those challenges help set the course for the work that I do day in and day out with people with disabilities. I'm a certified rehab counselor, all because of my past experiences and because of my desire to work with other people and to help them identify their goals and dreams as far as a career, because that's such an important part of our life and such an important part of our purpose in this earth. Is the work that we do allows us to connect to the people that God needs us to connect with in order to make a difference for Him and with whomever we come across. You know, as far as how that in and of itself impacted me, I mean, you have that, and yes, there's the bullying and being made fun of that comes from looking different, walking different. You know, I didn't learn to jump rope until I was 11 years old, didn't learn to walk until I was about 5. But all of that, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't, because I realize that it's made me who I am today.
Which is a pretty phenomenal human being.
Thank you.
Overcome a lot. No excuses. You've overcome a lot. I hope everybody's paying attention to what all you've been through and how you've overcome. Lost 60 pounds, put back on some good weight, and a really good weight. On a lighter note, you're in a size 6. What was the high?
Size 16.
16. So she went from a size 16, everyone, to a size 6, overcoming all of those other issues, sticking to the program. What were some of your favorite foods on the program?
Peanut butter.
Approved
peanut butter. Yes. I have a pantry full of peanut butter. I would eat peanut butter every meal if I could stand it. It's funny. One of the things I'm enjoying now, I tend to get on kicks where I eat the same thing over and over again for a while, and then I go to something new. My newest kick is to, and this sounds crazy, but because I'm trying to cut out bread and eat more clean and so forth and so on, I started cutting up cucumbers and celery and mixing that with my peanut butter and then using a condiment portion of fresh fruit. And that's my new quote unquote peanut butter and jelly sandwich without the bread.
Nice. If y'all are just beginning, y'all don't have to eat cucumbers and peanut butter. She must be a child.
I know it sounds weird, but it works for me. So, but you know, I am the weird eater.
You didn't eat a lot of cucumbers and peanut butter when you started, though.
No, I didn't. I ate real cheese, hot dogs, lots of approved sandwiches, chicken.
Approved hot dogs, approved chicken. I mean, American cuisine, right?
Absolutely. All the American comfort foods, we have something to replace it with now. If I were a better cook, I would have a recipe to just about replace everything that's out there. One of my favorite recipes that I do share with people a lot is the Shibboleth approved cream cheese chicken chili. That's a hit wherever I go. I do cook that a lot. It's a hit among my coworkers. They want me to bring it back sometime. You know, I take bell peppers and stuff them with tuna salad, chicken salad, salmon salad, name it. I eat handfuls of nuts a lot because I'd like to not eat as many meal replacement bars as I do.
What's your favorite meal replacement bar?
I like the Omega bars because it's one that I can find around here. And then I also use the Nugo Slim peanut butter vegan bar.
Okay.
Has about 170 calories, 14 grams of protein, I think, and 7 grams of sugar. So anyway, it's vegan. It's, you know, light.
Does it fit the formulas?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
I don't have one of the wrappers in front of me, but I believe it's an approved product. Online, and I've eaten the GNC Advanced Lean Protein bars, Quest bars, all that kind of stuff, and of course steaks, and you know, because I'm on the go, and like I said, I don't like to cook a lot, so my meals are simple. I do two tablespoons of peanut butter and crackers a lot sometimes, you know.
What kind of cracker?
The Fiber Gourmet Thinables or the Bran Crisp. Crackers, or tonight I had my salmon salad with the Wasa crisp and light fiber crackers, I believe it is. I don't have the package here in front of me. Tonight I came in and in less than 30 minutes I mixed a can of tuna with about a tablespoon of Greek yogurt and some Italian dressing and had that with a mix of celery, cucumbers, and bell peppers, and that was my dinner for the evening.
Good deal. Good deal. Sounds like you're still killing it. You're slaying it. I've got this on my desk here. I thought it was funny as I was coming back here. We had a guy come in this week, and he said, I'm really surprised at some of the stuff I see here, and this is a weight loss program. So, look, you know, over out there on the counter, I've got a butternut squash, Category 2 butternut squash. That's approved. We can make that taste like hash browns, and it's a freebie. We can make it taste like sweet potato pie. We can do a lot of things with a butternut squash. But laying right beside the butternut squash by accident was homemade pork skins. Now, how many programs do you know that you can learn to combine foods the right way and lose weight? You can have your obviously good for you butternut squash and obviously, according to most people, bad for you pork skins. Once you know how to combine foods the right way, it's all elementary. It's easy. You just have to believe it is. You just have to believe it is. You know, I can't have the pork skins with certain things. I can have the butternut squash with anything. But it's all about food combinations, creating the right chemistry internally so you lose weight very easily. Haley is with us. Haley and Michelle and Ethel, welcome, Laura. Haley asked, I heard you say something about avoiding bread. Can double fiber wheat bread slow weight loss if you eat it at every meal? That's probably a question for me. If you ate approved Category 2 bread for each meal and you've got quite a bit of weight to lose, I don't see any slowdown if your day's truly perfect. In other words, not that we would do this here, but if I'm 30 or more pounds overweight and it's just what I like, so I have a grilled cheese for breakfast, a peanut butter sandwich for lunch, and then another grilled cheese for dinner. That would be six slices of approved Category 2 bread. It breaks down more like a green bean than it does a traditional bread. So your body sees a green bean, you taste bread. That's six pieces of bread. Will that slow you down? It's all relative, you know, to what we're talking about. But no, it will not. But now, I will tell you, I've seen people get down to that last 15, 20 pounds, and they've hit a long-term plateau, not 2 days. People drive me crazy. They hit like a 2 or 3 week plateau, and I look in their journal and find out that, you know, they're having 4 to 6 slices of bread every day. That's going to become a problem. You need to drop some of that bread. Bread is like milk. It never does the body good. But we have a practical, sustainable, and fun program that anybody can live with. Therefore, we have found a way to incorporate bread, and you can still get your weight loss on. You know, so that's what we did. I bet in the beginning you ate quite a bit of bread, right? Approved bread.
Oh, I did. I did. Nature's Own double fiber wheat bread, the Nature's Own 40-calorie bread, Thomas Light English muffins, the various tortillas that are approved. I've certainly consumed a lot of bread on this program, but it's all been approved. And I love that I can go into the grocery store and know what to choose that's a better alternative to what most people would choose when I go and get things like bread, ice cream, pizza, chips, crackers, everything, you know. So.
Yeah. And someone said they can't stop at 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. First of all, I don't like to say 2 tablespoons. I like to say six teaspoons. And what I do, I take the peanut butter out, put it on the other category two or whatever I'm having it with that would be correct, and then I put the jar up and I don't go back. It's what you have to do with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Amanda, you were going to say something?
I just know I eat lots of peanut butter because it's convenient.
It is convenient. Belinda's making fun of me. She said, have you seen Travis measure? I don't know if she means that it's too little or too much, probably too much. But, you know, it's about food combinations and good solid portion control. That's excellent. Now, when you were here, you became a mentor. Did you work with them? Was there a mentor here that helped you while you were on your journey? And if so, who was it?
I worked with Angela Cooper a couple of times.
Yep.
But you know, being connected to the Shibboleth program through mentoring, I certainly was able to reach out to any of you guys at any time when I had a question or concern. You and I did some one-on-one work a couple of times. And, you know, I just primarily monitor the Facebook page now for encouragement and inspiration and ideas of what people are doing.
You're talking about the members only group?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a terrific forum. You've been doing this as long as I have with Shibboleth, so I'm certain you can remember when we had our first 100 people in that group. Now to see there's thousands, it's quite amazing, and they're all helping one another and blessing the name of the Lord. Polly says, I have a passion to tell people about Jesus, and now I have the urge to tell people about Shibboleth. And I'll say this for Shibboleth. I feel like what it's helped many of us do is have a platform to share Jesus. But before we share Jesus, we're able to show them how much we care about them. You know, there's an old saying that, you know, you don't tell people what you know because they don't want to listen to it until they know how much you care. And I enjoy caring for people, loving on people, and having the opportunity to share my story, which is went from being a fake plastic relationship with Jesus to a more authentic one, being more true to myself. I like to share that with people. That's how I become happy. Yeah, and it was funny, Amanda. I'm getting on a tangent. But what's funny to me is when I was miserable, everybody else seemed really happy. Now that I'm happy, they all seem very miserable. Have you ever noticed that in your life?
Yes. My husband definitely is a glass is half full kind of guy. And he's watched me transition and deal with not always being as happy as he was. And I do have my phases that I go through sometimes. But yes, I'm in a place right now where I feel like God is wanting me to learn to practice joy just as much as I learned to practice self-discipline through Shibboleth. I'm learning that joy is not just a temporary feeling, it's a state of being. And so I'm learning to practice joy in the midst of my circumstances. Like I said, when I first came on the conversation, I'm dealing with the fact that I enjoy my job, but I don't necessarily like where I live because there's not a whole lot to do here. And I haven't really felt
like connected.
Yeah, a little bit like you, Harley. You know, I mean, the people are nice, but there's just not a lot of opportunity for connecting with people because of things like Toastmasters. When I was in Rome, I was part of Toastmasters, and I was a CASA, and I had my church. We've been blessed that we finally found a church here in the area, and that certainly helped, and I look forward to getting more connected with them. But, you know, overall, I'm definitely one that I find I need more intellectual stimulation than a small town provides. So I have to really get creative in terms of how I entertain myself. And because my husband's travel schedule is such that he's not home on many nights, I'm also learning how to be alone and not be lonely. Because when you're lonely, you tend to go to things like food for comfort. So that's another one of the challenges that I'm dealing with right now. But I'm working through it. God is leading me to study the book of Philippians and to really practice having a spirit of joy. But that takes work just as much as self-discipline takes work sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. Since you've lost the weight, is there anything that you haven't done yet that you look forward to doing? Or would you share what's some of the best things or funny things about losing weight?
You know, getting to go and buy new clothes, that's been fun throughout this lifestyle. And also seeing how God provides
because most of the time when I would lose weight, I didn't necessarily have to go out and buy a ton of clothes. I ended up going to consignment shops, and then I had a lady at work give me almost a closet full of clothes from a sister of hers who had passed away. So I haven't had to spend a whole lot of money on buying new clothes, but I've gotten to enjoy wearing lots of new to me things that I never thought I would fit in. Like I said, when I got down to 108, I actually got into a size 4 pants. I never saw that coming. So that was something that I remember celebrating. And just the confidence that I gained and the opportunity to share and connect with people while I was mentoring in Rome. I noticed that Joanne Clements was on the conference call this evening, and I remember getting to work with her. But I can't tell you time and time again how many times I would be tired and not want to go mentor or do anything with you both, but I would show up and we'd have class, and I would walk out of there with more energy than I had when I came. And that's, there's something to that, because when you're doing God's work, it's His energy that you're feeding off of, not just your own. And so that is something that I've definitely missed from not mentoring. But when I have had the opportunity to share about Shibboleth with people, I do find that it energizes me, and I enjoy getting to connect with people through a shared need and goal. Everybody who has reached out to Shibboleth has a need to lose weight, and they have a reason for wanting to lose that weight, and getting to share that, and then for me, getting to share how I've progressed through that whole process and how I've learned to really adopt this as my lifestyle. I feel like it comes so natural to me. I do it without thinking. And while I do have my holidays, and when I do, I'm reminded of what a food addict I can be if I choose to be. I do appreciate that I have a system to go back to get the weight off that I may gain from having that one or more holidays in a row. And when you talk about it being practical, it really is. You just have to know how to make it work, and you have to work it.
Yes. And when you got started, did you watch the Daily Doses?
Oh, yes. I've watched the Doses, or watched the Daily Doses, passed the test, and earned my phase one badge, still have it. And periodically, when I need to share something with somebody new, who's getting into the program, I may go back and watch the videos just to remind myself kind of where I started.
Thank you so much, Kenjetta. Kenjetta says, love your program and Weight Loss Center. God bless you. Appreciate that comment. Joanne says, hi. She's still with us, Joanne Clements.
Hi, Joanne.
Before we go tonight, I want you to know I appreciate your time, appreciate your love for our people, for our little Shibboleth family. Is there any piece of advice before we go that you would give some of these folks that are hurting, or some of them that have stalled, or some of them that just haven't gotten going? What advice would you give them?
Just to remember that weight loss is a mind game more than anything. You have to get your mind right. And when you don't feel like it's right, you have to pray and ask God to give it to you when you don't feel like you have it. Because, you know, our bodies are. Anyway, my husband's trying to call me. I apologize. Can you still hear us?
I can still hear you.
Okay. I told him I would call him later, but anyway, as I was saying, it really does take getting your mind in the game. And many times I've had to revisit my why, because it has been a struggle, not having the accountability that the mentoring provided. It's a decision. Weight loss is a decision, and it's one that you have to make day in and day out.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's great advice. Great advice. Well, we want to thank you again. We want to tell you, I know we're still connected, but we sure do miss seeing your smiling face and appreciate all you've done for our members. You and I both have a dream of making this more accessible to the hearing impaired, those that have that need, and one day the Lord's going to provide a way for that.
I do believe that it took God 11 years to open the door that I'm now walking through as a employee of the Roosevelt Warm Springs program. And so I believe that's a reminder to me that it may not come on your time, but it'll come on mine.
Right.
And I do believe it will happen. There are, certainly pushes being made to put laws in place that will require websites to be accessible. So there definitely will be work to do. And that still is a goal of mine and a heart. That's, what my heart beats for. And so I do look forward to seeing God bring that to fruition at some point. But I do realize that I feel like I've been living on the Shibboleth or planet Shibboleth a little more quietly. But I think that just reflects where I'm at spiritually and otherwise, in terms of trying to get still, in my own mind and work through some things, that God has brought me to, at this point in my life. But I still love Planet Shibboleth and the Shibboleth family. And I still love the lifestyle, and I'm still grateful for all the lessons that, God has taught me through the program. And I will sing the praises of Shibboleth and of my Lord from now till kingdom come.
Amen. Well, it's been, as always, it's been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. I know you've helped many people who have seen this tonight and will see it in the future. It's also going on our, we now have a free app. We've got the Shibboleth Lifestyle app, and we got the Travis Martin Weight Loss Podcast app, which is free. And this will go on there, and people will be listening to it from here forward. And I know it's going to help some folks, Amanda. So I really believe that God puts the right message in front of the right people at the right time, as you said, not always on our timing. But it's just been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you again for giving me the opportunity. Like I said, I only share my story because I want God to get the glory out of it. It's not to lift myself up, but to lift him up.
I believe that. And before we go, I love to see when people are encouraging other folks. I love to feel encouragement and love. Make sure, Amanda, that you go to facebook.com/TravisMartin777, the page, because I haven't seen the group. Maybe some comments there. But at facebook.com/TravisMartin777, you'll see they're offering you up a lot of love, and I just want you to see that, okay?
Well, I certainly will, and thank you all for listening, and thank you all for believing in Shibboleth.
All right. Well, God bless you. We appreciate you. See you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, y'all, you folks heard it. I mean, that's Amanda. She's overcome a lot. Think about what the Lord has brought that sister through. I mean, some of us can't even understand. We can't comprehend. She was born with those physical obstacles, and those are severe physical obstacles that she's overcame. Has a problem with vision. She's sexually abused by three different perpetrators. Her innocence taken from her at a very early age. Well, not in Jesus' eyes, but in hers, according to her testimony. And yet she found a way to connect with her higher self, lose the weight, and has kept it off now for years. Went from a size 16 to a 6. Those of us with excusitis need to get rid of it. We can do this, okay? We can do this. We have to believe that we can do this. If you're a non-member and you'd like to get started with us, got a membership drive going on right now. It's $200 off. We are a ministry first and foremost. It's only $50 a year. $50 for an entire year of Shibboleth. You can go to www.shibbolethministry.com to take advantage of that. If you are a member and you need help, whether you plateaued or not, we do free appointments. We'll do them by phone. We'll do them in person. www.mentor.gymbook.com. www.mentor.gymbook.com. A few more things before we go. We're using this text line a lot, trying to meet people where they are. I sent out a great recipe today, and we'll be doing some other special stuff if you missed out on that. here forward. And if you want to subscribe to that, you text the word Mayday, Mayday, M-A-Y-D-A-Y, to the number 31996. That's Mayday to 31996. We just want to keep the program top of conscious. Lots of great things going on. Looking forward to the launch of the Clean Eating Program next month. But be watching those daily doses. Take your test, pass the test, earn the badge, and believe in yourself, all right? I'm about to go home and see my bride. I'm missing her. I love that woman. I love y'all, too. Pilot says we have to have a powerful why to stay focused. Yes, we do. Y'all listen to the wisdom of Miss Polly. Anybody else? Anybody else? Sure was good. I've enjoyed it. I love you guys. Let's keep trying to walk in step with the Holy Spirit and blessing the name of the Lord. I'll see you folks next time, all right? Look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye. And I'm gonna dedicate a song to Miss Polly. Before we go.
All right.
Just for you, Miss Polly. Just for you.
I got something to say.